朋友，欢迎在活在耶稣里福音网站收听福乐人生讲坛。接下来为你播出吴继阳牧师的讲道信息。愿神仆人的教导能帮助你更好地学习圣经真理，坚定信心来跟随主耶稣。
Congregation and the Chinese congregation together to have worship.
今天是特别的一天，因为英文堂和中文堂一起崇拜。
Not only that, but also we have fast and prayer. I believe most of you fast this morning already.
不仅这样，我们还有禁食祷告。我想很多今天早上可能已经都禁食了。
You're laughing. That means you may not fast this morning, but you still have chance not to eat lunch.
如果你笑的话，可能就是你早上没有进食，但是你还有个机会，中午可以进食。
2016年对我们家而言不是一个容易的一年。
2016 is not an easy year for my family.
起先是我的大哥，他因为乳腔的缘故，血液中毒。
First, my oldest brother was having some problem with certain disease.
几乎是从死亡的边缘被抢救回来。
He was saved back almost from the brim of death.
那我的大嫂她又得了老年人的失忆症，丧失了行动的功能。
And my oldest sister-in-law also got Alzheimer's disease.
我的老大，他在 Intel 工作了16年。
My oldest son worked at Intel for 16 years.
突然因为他的部门缩减，他就失去了工作。
All of a sudden he got laid off because of a budget cut.
因为他的专业非常的专，就是做这个 chip design 的，所以他有半年他都找不到工作。
Because his specialty was very specialized in chip design, so he had trouble finding job for half a year.
我的老二他家里面也发生问题，让我们都非常的操心。
My second son's family also had some troubles, and we are all worried.
我们家老三他要准备去宣教，今年他开始筹款。
My third child was going to missionary work and she started to do fundraising.
两个礼拜以前，我的二哥，大我四岁的二哥，突然一下脑袋中风，血管破裂。
Two weeks ago, my second oldest brother all of a sudden got a stroke.
现在他还在加护病房中昏迷当中。
And he's still unconscious at ICU.
如果讲到不顺利，我们过去的这一年，加州接受了非常严厉的考验。
Talking about difficulty, this past year, my family has gone through a lot of challenges.
我想不光是我们的家，在我们当中，恐怕也有很多的家庭，你们也遇到了种种的风暴。
Not only my family, I believe that in many of your families, you also have had turbulence.
这一切的事情使我确认一件，就是我们的家应当是我们一切生活的基础。
All these made me even more firmly believe that family is the basis of our lives.
因为我们的家是一直不断的受魔鬼注意跟攻击的地方。
Because our families are often under Satan's attack.
如果我们要过一个基督徒得胜的生活，我们必须先要在我们的家中建立一个属灵坚固的堡垒。
If we want to live a spiritual conqueror's life, we need to build a stronghold in our families.
这样我们才有能力去胜过魔鬼对我们的攻击。
So that we have power to overcome Satan's attacks.
这是我们2017年的教会的主题。
This is the theme of our church in 2017.
如何能够在家中建立一个坚固的属灵的堡垒，就是我们祷告敬拜的祭坛。
How to build an altar in our families, which is the center of our prayer and our worship.
在圣经当中，几乎所有属灵的伟人都经历了人生非常痛苦的一面。
In the Bible, we can see that many great Lord-loving people have gone through a lot of trials.
我们今天早上来看一个人物，就是雅各。
Let us study Jacob this morning.
他经历了十件生命当中严厉的考验。
He has gone through 10 very severe trials in his life.
首先，他因为欺骗了他的父亲，夺得了长子的祝福，而被他的哥哥视为仇敌，要离家出走。
First, he cheated his dad and stole the blessing from his brother, so he had to flee from family.
他在逃离的旷野旅程中，在伯特利这个地方遇见了神。
During his fleeing at Bethel, he met God.
他有一个奇妙的梦，看到一个梯子从地通到天上，神在那里向他发出应许，要保护他回来得产业。
He had a dream. He saw a ladder going from all the way to heaven, and God was up there to call onto him.
他逃到哈兰他的母舅那里，结果就做了他母舅的奴工。
And he flee to his uncle, and then he became actually slave of his uncle.
他的母舅欺骗了他十次，改了他的工价。
His uncle cheated him 10 times, changing his salary.
最后他带着他的两个妻子、两个使女和12个儿子就逃走了。
So finally, he escaped from his uncle with his two wives and many people.
他的母舅带着家人来追赶他，要杀他。
His uncle was chasing him, trying to kill him.
他逃过了他的母舅，又在半夜遇见了天使，跟他摔跤。
He finally escaped from his uncle, but then he met an angel who was wrestling with him.
结果天使在他的腿上一摸，他就成了一个瘸腿的跛子。
And finally, the angel touched his thigh, and he became crippled.
他送给他哥哥许多的礼物，才能够两个人重归于好。
He was trying to make peace with his brother by giving him a lot of gifts.
好不容易在事件安顿下来，结果事件的人强暴了他的女儿。
And finally, he settled down in Shechem, but the people there raped his daughter.
他的儿子们就起来杀了、骗了事件的人，结果使他的家成为一个谋杀者的家庭。
And his sons came and murdered people of Shechem, then he became a family of murderers.
然而在他晚年的时候，他明白了一个道理。
And finally, during his last years, he understood something.
要得到神的祝福，就必须要把全家人都带到神的面前来敬拜神。
To be blessed by God, he must bring all his family to worship God.
最后他经历了失去了他爱的儿子，却又再得回了约瑟。
And finally, he lost and got back his beloved son, Joseph.
他的儿子被卖到埃及，却做了埃及的宰相，让他能够逃荒，逃避饥荒，在埃及安享晚年。
His son Joseph was being sold to Egypt, but then became a very important figure in Egypt, so the whole family can escape to Egypt to escape the famine.
雅各他一生有两个转捩点。
Jacob had two turning points in his life.
第一个转捩点是他离开家乡的时候，在伯特利那里神向他显现。
The first turning point is when he was leaving his village at Bethel, he met God.
第二个转捩点是他回来安顿之后再去伯特利去筑一个祭坛来向神敬拜。
The second turning point is when he came back, he went to Bethel again and he built an altar there.
那祭宴这个祭坛的意义是什么呢？
What is the meaning of making this altar?
今天我们要来看一看这一个故事对我们的教训。
Let us take a look, see what lesson we can learn from this story.
第一件事情，我们要看神呼召人来敬拜他。
The first is God called people actively to worship him.
创世纪第35章第一节，神对雅各说，起来上伯特利去，住在那里，要在那里筑一座坛给神，就是你逃避你哥哥以扫的时候向你显现的那一位。
Genesis 35:1. Then God said to Jacob, go up to Bethel and settle there, and build an altar there to God, who appeared to you when you were fleeing from your brother Esau.
神是主动呼召人来敬拜他的神。
God initiated calling people to worship him.
几乎我们每一个人，我们认识神的开始，都是神主动来寻找我们归向他。
Each one of us, our experience of believing God actually started from God calling us.
即便是像雅各一样在认识神的家庭中长大的人，也要自己单独的蒙神的呼召。
Even people like Jacob, who grew up in a family of believers, he still needed to go through God's active calling on him.
当我们在犯罪当中，神也是主动的来呼召我们归向他。
When we are in sins, God actively called us to repent, to turn back unto him.
神要我们设立一个祭坛来与他交流。
God wanted us to establish an altar to communicate with him.
祭坛我们想到都是奉献，是牺牲，但是祭坛最重要的意思是与神交流。
An altar, we all know this is a symbol of sacrifice, but this is actually a symbol for us to communicate with God.
但人都是有罪的，我们不可能来到圣洁的神面前。
But we are all sinners, we cannot come to the holy God.
世界上的人都会向神祷告，但是神是一概不听。
All people in this world may pray to God, but God will not listen.
要不然昨天晚上为什么 OSU 的能，我相信为 OSU 祷告的人远远多过 Clemson。
I believe that in last night's game, many people prayed for OSU to win over Clemson.
但是 OSU 从来没有输过这么惨的 ,31-0 啊。
But OSU never lost so badly, 31-0.
可见的人向神的祷告，神是一概不听的。
Therefore, it proves that, when we pray to God, God will not listen.
只有透过祭坛的献祭，人的罪得到了解决，人才可以向神祷告。
Only through sacrifice on the altar, our sin got, problem got resolved. Then we can listen, we can pray to God, God may listen.
当然今天我们不用再重新的有一个祭坛在我们当中，因为主耶稣已经为我们的罪付出了生命的代价。
Of course, we do not need to actually make a physical altar because Jesus has sacrificed his life and paid ultimate price for our sins.
但你不要忘记主耶稣教导我们的，我们祷告一定要奉他的名。
But please do not forget that Jesus taught us that when we pray, we must pray in his name.
现在流行祷告完了也不说奉主耶稣的名就阿们了。
There are some prayers people, at the end of prayer without saying,In Jesus' name, just say Amen.
这样的祷告是不尊重主耶稣救赎的大功。
This kind of prayer is not, respectful to Jesus', redemption.
那这样的祷告和回教徒的祷告又有什么区别呢？
This kind of prayer is not much different from, prayer from a Muslim.
祭坛是我们与神相交，献祭不过是第一步而已。
An altar is a place we communicate with God. Sacrifice is only the first step.
第三，神要我们知道他是不会忘记他自己的应许。
The third, God will not forget His promise to us.
这就是为什么读圣经这样的重要。
That's why it's so important to read the Bible.
因为神是按着他自己应许成就万事的神。
Because God accomplishes everything according to His promise.
如果我们不明白神的应许，我们怎么样能够知道神的旨意跟他的作为呢？
If we do not understand His promise, how do we understand His will and His calling on us?
神不但呼召我们来敬拜他，神也要我们自洁，预备我们自己来敬拜他。
Not only God calls us to worship Him, yet He also requires us to purify ourselves to worship Him.
35章第二节第三节，我们一起来念。雅各就对他家中的人并一切与他同在的人说，你们要除掉你们中间的外邦神，也要自洁，更换衣裳，我们要起来上伯特利去，在那里我要筑一座坛给神，就是在我遭难的日子应允我的祷告，在我行的路上保佑我的那一位。
Genesis 35:2-3. So Jacob said to his household and to all who were with him, get rid of the foreign gods you have with you, and purify yourselves and change your clothes. Then come, let us go up to Bethel, where I can build an altar to God who answered me in the day of my distress.
在筑坛以前，雅各要求他的家人做两件事。
Before making this altar, Jacob asked his family to do two things.
第一，除掉他们中间的偶像。
The first is to get rid of the idols.
雅各的家人受到当地人的影响，他们也去随从他们信靠假神。
His family was influenced by the people around, and they started to worship idol.
所以敬拜神的第一步就是要分辨什么是真神，什么是假神。
So the first step in worshiping God is to discern which one is true God, which ones are false gods.
什么是偶像？
What are the idols?
偶像就是取代了神的东西。
Idols are those who replace God.
今天美国已经成为一个偶像充斥的国家。
Today, America has become a place full of idols.
你到 Children's Hospital, 原来它有一个 chapel, 就是一个给人祷告的地方，都是摆设的十字架。
In Children's Hospital, there's a chapel that was for people to pray, that was full of crosses.
但现在你去那个十字架已经不在了，那个地方也变成了回教徒祷告的地方。
But if you go there today, you don't see that cross anymore, and this became also a place for the Muslims to pray.
印度教徒也到那里去祷告了。
The Hindus also go there to pray.
作为五教就合一了。
So five religions became one.
为什么借着 diversity, 借着 diversify, 借着要容让所有的不同，基督被边缘化了。
By the excuse of diversity, Jesus was being squeezed out.
第二，神要我们自洁来预备自己。
Second, God wants us to purify ourselves.
自洁不是指着洗澡或者是更换衣服。
To purify ourselves doesn't mean that we have to take shower or change clothes.
而是一个心态上的预备。
But it's in our hearts.
今天我们主日不但是崇拜，我们也有禁食的祷告。
In today's worship, not only we have worship, we also have fast and prayer.
在这2017年的第一天，你是不是很兴奋的来到神面前来敬拜他呢？
On the first day of 2017, are you very excited to come to church to worship our God?
你的心是不是早早就预备好要来朝见神呢？
Is your heart prepared for quite some time to come to see God?
还是半夜看那个球掉下来，看到一点钟才去睡觉。
Or did you spend last night, after midnight to see the ball falling on Times Square?
早上起来的时候，是不是你已经预备好你的心来朝见神了？
When you got up this morning, did you prepare your heart to come to worship God?
对那迟到的人，我再一次的提醒你们，我们去见总统，不管是 Obama 或者是 Trump， 你都不会迟到的。
And for those who came in late, I would like to remind you, if you go see a president, either Obama or Trump, you will not be late.
当我们孩子小的时候，周六的晚上，妈妈就会告诉他们要把明天去教堂的衣服都准备好。
When our children were young, their mother told them every Saturday night that you need to prepare your clothes for tomorrow Sunday worship.
把圣经要带的东西奉献的钱都预备好。
And the Bible and the tithe and everything needs to be ready.
因为明天是我们朝见神的时候。
Because tomorrow is the day we see our God.
神是看我们内心态度的神。
God will see our hearts.
要对付偶像和偶像的连接。
We need to deal with idols and whatever around those idols.
我们再继续念第四节一起来。他们就把外邦人的神像和他们耳朵上的环子交给雅各，雅各都藏在示剑那里的橡树底下，他们便起行前往。
So, Genesis 35:4. So they gave Jacob all the foreign gods they had and the rings in their ears, and Jacob buried them under the oak at Shechem.
这里讲到对付罪的两个步骤。
Here it talks about two steps dealing with sins.
第一个交出来。
First, turn it over.
第二个销毁它。
Second, destroy them.
为什么人上瘾很难戒掉？
Why is it so difficult to get rid of the addiction?
因为不肯彻底的交出来。
Because people are not willing to turn
罪都是越隐瞒就陷得越深。
The deeper you bury, the deeper you fall.
从罪中出来一定要把根挖出来。
To get out of sins like this, you have to dig into the roots.
有一个妇人她到河边去洗衣服。
There was a woman who went to the river to wash clothes.
因为她很懒常常不洗衣服。
Because she didn't wash clothes often.
所以她的衣服很脏。
So the clothes were dirty.
她怕别人看见就笑话她。
She was afraid people saw her dirty clothes and
所以她把这一大包的脏衣服就不解开的泡到水里面去了。
So she just sank the whole bag of dirty clothes in water.
然后她拉起来然后再泡下去再拉起来再泡下去再拉。
And pull up and dip in, pull up and dip in.
然后她就带了这一包衣服回家了。
And then she went home with this bag of dirty clothes.
我们的罪若不交出来，耶稣不能够接近我们。
Our sins, if we do not turn them over, Jesus will not be able to save us.
雅各他把所有偶像和关乎偶像的东西都埋在树底下。
Jacob buried all those idols and other things under that oak.
在那个时候，橡树通常是拜祭偶像的地方。
In those years, an oak tree often is a place to worship idols.
雅各的意思是要把那些属于偶像的东西还给偶像，埋在地里，让他们烂掉。
So what Jacob meant is to give back these idols back to the idol so that they can perish under the oak.
我们家里面还有不干净的东西吗？
Do we have anything in our households that are not clean?
在你的电脑里面存的东西是不是都是干净的？
What's stored in your computers, are those all clean?
在你的家里面是不是还有赌博犯罪的工具？
In your households, are there any things for gambling?
你不要以为 credit card 是一个干净的东西。
Actually, credit card, you do not think that credit cards are clean.
哦，现在有很多办法让你在不知不觉当中就犯罪了。
There are many ways nowadays so that you become sinning without even knowing.
甚至都不需要 credit card 了，你只要有一个 account， 你在网上就 app 就一直不断的可以买东西啊。
You may even need a credit card as long as you have an app on the internet, you can keep shopping.
我们要把那一些神所不喜悦的东西销毁掉。
We need to destroy those things that God does not like.
也许你有一张 credit card， 这个对你是一件必须的事情。
Maybe you have one credit card which may be necessary.
但是你一直有 一张、两张、三张、四张，你知道那些东西可以成为犯罪的工具吗？
But if you have two, three, many credit cards, do you know that those could become tools of sinning?
因为你买那些你根本不需要的东西，就是一种罪。
Because buying things you don't need much, buy things that you don't need is actually a sin.
你在浪费神给你的资源，没有好好的管理。
You're wasting the resources God gave you.
有一位姐妹，她的两个女儿常常生病。
There's a sister whose two daughters often get sick.
几乎都是一个生完好了就该另外一个生。
And very often they take turns get sick.
有一天她发现他们家里面有一个偶像。
One day, she discovered they have an idol at home.
这个偶像是她先生，就是她的婆婆，先生的妈妈送给她儿子，就是她丈夫的。
This idol is something, a gift from her mother-in-law.
因为她的婆婆说，你们到美国去定居了，没有人保护你们，你们带着这个偶像去吧。
Because her mother-in-law said, you are going to America and no one is going to protect you, so you take this idol with you.
后来他们信了主。
And later they became believers.
她老是觉得心里不安，要把这个偶像叫她丈夫丢掉。
She felt uneasy in her heart and asked her husband to throw away that idol.
但是她父亲觉得这是妈妈给的礼物，就不愿意丢。
But her husband did not want to because this was a gift from his mother.
一直到有一天她丈夫自己生病了。
Until one day her husband got sick himself.
她就决心把这个偶像丢掉。
So he decided to throw away this idol.
很奇妙的，当她这样做了以后，她两个女儿的病就好了。
Very wonderfully, after this, his two daughters got healed.
你知道神要我们把罪交出来。
God wants us to turn over our sins.
然后叫我们把那个罪的根由也要销毁掉。
And also destroy the roots of those sins.
然后我们看下去。
Let us read on.
我们一起来念第五节，来。他们便起行前往，神使那周围诚意的人都甚惊惧，就不追赶雅各的众子了。
Genesis 35:5. Then they set out, and the terror of God fell upon the towns all around them, so that no one pursued them.
本来世间的人要杀掉雅各他的儿子们。
The people in Shechem wanted to kill Jacob and his sons.
但是当他们专心顺从神的旨意的时候，
But when they follow God's will,
他们只管前行去敬拜神的时候，
When they just dash forward to go worship God,
其余的事都让神去处理。
And all other things they give to Lord's hands.
奇妙的事就发生了。
And wonderful things happened.
他们四围的仇敌就被神拦阻惊恐，不敢来追赶他们。
So their enemies were stopped by God and did not continue to pursue them.
什么时候我们老是看我们自己的软弱，我们的亏欠，我们就不能够前行。
When we keep concentrating on our own shortfalls, we may not be willing to go forward.
如果我们老是坐在那里舔自己的伤口，我们觉得自己可怜，我们一定会失败。
When we always sit there licking our own wounds and we pity ourselves, for sure we'll fail.
什么时候我们把焦点转移到神的身上，让他来处理一切的问题，我们不计得失。我们就可以看到神的帮助来到。
When we focus on God, let God take care of our things, then we will be able to follow God, will not fail.
神要我们把我们的心思意念集中在他的身上，其余的事让神来做。
God wants us to concentrate on him, and he will take care of everything else.
接下去我们看到，我们来最后六节七节一起来念。于是雅各和一切与他同在的人到了迦南地的路斯，就是伯特利，他在那里筑了一座坛，就给他地方起名叫伊勒伯特利，因为他逃避他哥哥的时候，神在那里向他显现。
Genesis 35:6-7. Jacob and all the people with him came to Bethel in the land of Canaan. There he built an altar, and he called the place El Bethel, because it was there that God revealed himself to him when he was fleeing from his brother.
竹坛是什么意思？
What does that mean to make an altar?
就是与神交流。
That is to communicate with God.
有三件事情。
Three things.
第一，要顺服神。
First, we need to be obedient.
就是见证神在我们身上的主权。
That is to witness God's power.
我们都是属于神的。
We all belong to God.
我们是双重的属于。
We have double belongings.
第一，我们是他所创造的。
First, we were created by him.
第二，我们是他所救赎的。
Second, we were saved by him.
所以我们是完全属于他。
So we completely belong to him.
因此我们要在我们的家里面做他的见证。
So we need to witness to him in our family.
在我们的家里面，我们应当学习彼此的顺服。
In our families, we need to learn to be obedient to each other.
基础是在我们对神的顺服。
The basis is to be obedient to God.
第二，我们在家里面要敬拜神。
Second, we need to worship God.
在家里面，我们应当有家庭的崇拜。
At home, we need to have worship at home.
我们当中很多的人都是儿女已经离开家了。
Are empty nesters.
一年当中恐怕只有两三次，甚至一两次的时间，你的儿女会回来全家团聚。
Maybe only once or twice or three times your children may come back.
这个是最好的时刻，一家人在一起来敬拜神。
This is the best time for the whole family to come to worship.
我们一同来唱诗，来祷告，来敬拜神。
We sing and worship and praise together.
你们当中孩子还小的，赶紧抓住这个机会。
For those who still have young children, make sure to grab this opportunity.
我很小的时候，我记忆当中就是每一年的第一天早上，我们总是整家人在一起敬拜神。
I remember when I was very little, our whole family always got together at the first day of every year to worship.
这就是为什么25年前我来到这个教会的时候，我觉得第一天一年的第一天，我们应当有禁食祷告。
That's why when I came to this church 25 years ago, I felt that first day of each year we should have fast and prayer.
这就是为什么我们今天早上在这里禁食祷告。
That's why we come here this morning to fast and pray.
因为这是一个我们向神立志的最好的时间。
Because this is the best time for us to make to set our New Year's resolution.
愿意2017年，我们每一个家里面都开始有家里祷告的时间。
May every family has family prayer time in 2017.
我们也是要感谢神。
We also need to be thankful to God.
这个祭坛不但是奉献，也是感谢。
This altar is not only to offer, but also to be thankful.
感谢神赐给我们许多的恩典。
Thank God for His grace.
更重要的是要感谢神，他保护我们。
Thank God for His protection.
若不是神的保护，我们这过去的一年也不会这样平安的度过。
Without God's protection, our past year may not be gone so peacefully.
如果我们在家中有祭坛，魔鬼没有办法来搅扰我们。
If we have an altar at our home, the devil will not be able to come to.
即便我们受到魔鬼的攻击，最后我们也会经历神的拯救。
Even if the devil attacks us, we will eventually be saved by God.
大家记得在圣经里面那约伯的故事。
We all remember the story of Job.
他儿女们每天在那里过节庆祝。
His children were celebrating every day.
但是他的老爸在那里每天就为他的儿女筑坛来祷告。
But their father every day worship and pray in an altar.
最后他家遭遇了那么大的变故，神仍然恩待他们。
And finally, when so many tragic things happened to his family, God was still treat him well.
昨天晚上我在分享的时候，聚会当中分享，我也是提醒各位，我们年纪越来越大，我们还可以做什么事呢？
Last night in my sharing, I reminded everybody, when we are getting older and older, what else can we do?
你会发现你在儿女身上的影响力是越来越小，越来越小。
You realize that your influence on your children become less and less.
但有一件事情你我都应当做的。
But one thing you and I must do.
就像约伯一样，我们每天来为我们的儿女祷告。
Just like Job, we need to pray for our children every day.
神呼召人来敬拜他。
God calls people to worship him.
Well, I cannot do it. Either you do it or I do it. 神呼召人来敬拜他。
God calls people to worship him.
神他要我们在家里面设立祭坛。
God wants us to establish an altar in our families.
所以我们需要自洁，要预备好自己来敬拜他。
So we need to prepare ourselves and cleanse ourselves to worship him.
每一次朝见神都是灵魂得洁净的一个时刻。
Every time when we come to worship God, it's the time our souls get cleaned.
对付偶像的连接，要把一切神不喜悦的东西都除掉。
We need to cut off any connections with idols.
第四，我们依靠神的帮助，就是专心做该做的事情。
We need to rely on God's marvelous help to do things that we are supposed to do.
其余的事情你就交给神吧。
And give everything else to God.
最后，我们要建立家中的祭坛，那成为我们全家的中心。
Finally, we need to make an altar in our families, make it to be the center of our families.
2017年已经开始。
2017 has started.
我向弟兄姐妹发出这样的挑战。
I will challenge brothers and sisters.
你愿不愿意在2017年来重建你家中的祭坛？
Are you willing to reestablish an altar in your family?
让这2017年是你灵性增长翻转的一年。
Let 2017 be the revival year of your spiritual lives.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
感谢主把这一个主题放在我们弟兄姐妹的心中。
Thank the Lord to put this theme in the hearts of brothers and sisters.
因为你是愿意与我们相交的神。
Because you are the God who wants to communicate with us.
你呼召我们来敬拜你。
You call us to worship you.
你要我们自洁，预备好我们的心。
You want us to purify ourselves and our hearts.
把那些偶像的连接通通的除掉。
And to get rid of all connections with idols.
让我们能够依靠主，专心在主的身上，其他的都交给神。
So we'll rely on God and concentrate on our Lord and give everything else to our God.
主啊，帮助我们。让我们在家中重新建立祭坛。
Lord, help us to reestablish an altar in our home.
让祭坛成为我们全家一切活动的中心。
May the altar be the center of all activities of our family.
求主帮助我们成全这样的心意。
God, help us to accomplish this wish.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名祷告。
We pray in the Lord, name of Lord Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
朋友，你收听了节目后有何感想呢？请你在活在耶稣里福音网页下端点击联络我们，在主内分享彼此的见证好吗？如果你需要我们为你祷告，也请留言。我们愿主耶稣通过他的真理和圣灵工作帮助你不断在主里更新生命。